MTV. Music television. This is the true story of seven breakfast cereal icons picked to live in one house and have their lives taped to find out what happens when breakfast cereal icons stop being polite and start being real. MTV presents Surreal World with Lucky, Sugar Bear, Tony, Crackle, Toucan Sam, the Captain, and the Count. In the living room, I met the first arrival at Cereal House. It was Crackle. Hi, I'm Crackle. So I am the first one here, right? Well, that is so cool because I get first choice of bedrooms. Are you nervous at all? Yeah, a little bit. This is my first time sleeping over at someone's house without Snap and Pop. But I'm also so excited. I really think this could be my best experience of my life. Oh, I think I hear someone.
Ahoy!
Oh, hi!
Oh, you must be one of the Crispy Boys.
Guilty as charged.
Well, I'm Captain Crunch, and I hope you're not fruity. Are you fruity, son? Because you look a little fruity, that's all. And I'll tell you this, I didn't sail through 1,000,001 bowls of milk to share quarters with some limp-wristed rice peddler in a faggoty puff hat. Now, what's the word on these living arrangements? Any women bunking here, sailor?
No, I don't believe so, sir.
Sir? Don't you know an officer when you see one? He'll call me Captain. I'm pretty sure I earned it. And I'm damn sure I didn't spend the last 40 years of my life convincing people to eat the oat part of the cereal, too, and not just the crunch berries, just to bunk with a bunch of ass bandits in a land lover's sausage party palace.
Later in Crackle's room, I had a chance to chat with Crackle.
I already feel so uncomfortable around the captain. I'm glad he chose one of the other bedrooms. I'm so horrified. He seems to have a one-track mind. I don't intend to be swept up in his gutter talk. I think it will be best if I just stay clear of him and find safe haven in my relationships with the others.
In the bathroom, I met Lucky.
Oh, top of the morning to you. My name is Lucky, and I do believe I'm seeing yellow stars, green clovers, and whatever it is I had for lunch today. I didn't much want to get off on the wrong foot with me new mates, but a man ought not to offer to buy all you can drink Irish car bombs for a whiskey lover when sitting in an airport TGI Fridays during a 3-hour layover in Tempe.
Is anyone in here? Hello, are you decent?
No, wait!
Oh, God! Oh, my, what died in here?
Oh, sorry, laddie.
I hope there's another bathroom. It was a long ride from the airport, and I don't mind telling you, Count Chocula is prairie dogging. Excuse me.
What are you looking for, Count?
The bathroom.
Right around the corner. It's as easy as pie to find.
Thank you. Oh, God, it's slipping. Oh, here it is. Anyone in here? Anyone in here? Oh, snap. What are you doing in here, dog?
Just following my nose, man. It always knows. Want some, dude? It'll make you fly.
Maybe later.
That's cool.
You gotta take a shit or something.
Does 50 Cent have bullet holes? Of course I do. Please hurry.
Yeah, man, I'll be right out. Name's Sam, by the way. Toucan Sam.
Chocula. Count Chocula. Now please hurry.
Cool. Hey, Chocula. You got any weed?
No. Well, yes. But no. Not now. Damn drunks and druggies, I tell you, these white people and multicolored birds are crazy. It won't be easy being the only brother living here. And here I thought Frankie and Booberry didn't understand me. I'll wait till Kwanzaa before I make any rash judgments against my new roommates. Yo, what the hell is going on in the living room?
What is up? Don't know. Everything seemed good. Then all of a sudden the captain started pounding the crap out of the little guy.
I warned you not to be doing that to him, and I warned you not to be eyeballing me package land lover. I didn't sail billions of boxes of peanut butter crunch round the globe just to name me sea legs, just to have me sea legs gazed at lovingly by a lily-livered land munchkin in a band uniform.
I wasn't gazing, I swear. I swear to you all. I've just never seen a man with a tattoo of his hat on his back.
Hey, everybody chill.
Who the hell are you?
Sugar Bear, baby. Hi. Hey, man. Bear dude, you got any Vicodin?
Oh, thank God, Sam's out of the bathroom.
The next morning in the kitchen, I had a chance to visit with the seventh and final member of the house. So, Tony, you've now had a chance to meet all your roommates. What do you think of them?
They're great!
Good, 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 good. Glad you like them. Well, what do you think of your living arrangements?
They're great!
And the cameras in your face all the time?
They're great!
Right. Good morning! Oh, hey, Crackle, how's your eye? It's all right. It's a bit sore and black.
And what is wrong with being black?
Top of the morning, ladies. Oh, hello there. I am a bit, hungover, cameraman.
You want some waffles, Lucky? I'm making breakfast.
No, don't do breakfast. Coffee and cigarettes for me.
How do you like your coffee?
Bailey's, Kahlua, anything with cream.
And what's wrong with being black?
Hey, Tony, man, five-letter word for what Gatsby and Houdini have in common.
They're great!
That fits, groovy, baby! Hey, Sugar Bear! Anybody seen Toucan? He's got my Advil. Hi, Sugar Bear! I think he and the captain went to the store to get some staples, man. Hi, Sugar Bear! Well, crap, I needed some smokes. Later that morning, I finally had the chance to chat with Sugar Bear. So how is everything going? Can't get enough of it. You seem to be taking on a role as a leader already. Oh, I hope not, man. Sugar Bear's no leader. Sugar Bear's a lover. But I'd say once we get Lucky's blue diamond chunks out of the tile grout in the bathroom, get Count Chocula to turn down the volume on his ludicrous CDs, and get Captain Crunch to stop gay bashing, I think we're going to be all right. Well, everyone hates Crackle, but so do I. I wish more people were like Tony. That's one positive cat right there, man. I see this going to be working out just fine. I can't wait till tomorrow.
MTV Music Television.